It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Let's talk about the flack over the NFL's Thursday flex. Let's start with the obvious. The only party who really wants Thursday night football to succeed is the ownership group in the NFL. There's no evidence at all that the National Football League is actually growing interest in the game by playing games on Thursday night. The majority of football fans side with the players on this issue. Football is a collision sport which requires adequate rest and preparation for the next game. Blocking and tackling at high speeds in the NFL takes a huge toll on the players' bodies. As fans, we want our favorite team's players to remain healthy and on the field every week if possible. A Thursday night football game gives both teams just 3 days to rest and implement a new game plan and for one of the two teams to travel to the other city. This short week of preparation for any football team, whether it's high school, college, or professional, likely means a sloppier game with a higher chance of players being injured. The 32 NFL franchise owners know that. They are not dumb. They are just incredibly greedy.
I'm all in.
If the NFL owners were not able to earn incremental profits by playing games on a Thursday night, there's absolutely no way that the league would put its players, a very valuable product by the way, in greater danger. First, let's cover the financial side of why we even have Thursday night NFL football. The NFL initially televised two football games on Sundays between 12 noon and 7 p.m. Central Time. Then beginning in 1970, the NFL's first Monday night football game was introduced on ABC, and it was an instant hit. It's remained a lucrative cash cow for the owners even after they moved the game to ABC's wholly owned cable television ESPN beginning in 2006. In the 1980s, ESPN then negotiated with the NFL to air a Sunday night football game in primetime. In 1990, ESPN and Turner's TNT began splitting the Sunday night football package every year. 8 years later, in 1998, ESPN paid dearly to gain total control of the entire Sunday night football slate of games. Then in 2006, it was NBC who was awarded the exclusive rights to Sunday night football after ESPN moved over to the Monday night football slot. The NFL's revenue skyrocketed by expanding to 4 exclusive games per week, 2 on Sunday afternoons, 1 on Sunday night, and another on Monday night. And that brings us to Thursday. Could the NFL ring the cash register a 5th time every single week? Of course! The National Football League began playing on Thursday nights in November 2006 with Kansas City hosting the Denver Broncos. The games aired on the relatively obscure NFL Network, which is owned, of course, by the NFL. Beginning in 2012, the NFL expanded that Thursday night package to 13 games and kept the games on their wholly owned NFL Network. But in recent years, the NFL's Thursday night games have been expanded again and placed on the schedule for an entire season. Teams could now plan ahead and get ready when their week arrived for the annual Thursday Nightmare game. Beginning last season in 2022, the NFL embarked on a massive $105 billion deal with Amazon Prime Video for Thursday night NFL games all the way through 2033. That's 11 years. It also works out to a cool $955 million every season. With 17 weeks of NFL Thursday night games every year, Amazon is doling out $56 million every single game for another 10 years. During its first season of broadcasting those NFL Thursday night games, Amazon Prime posted a 40% viewership drop from 2021. Fox and the NFL Network had previously carried those games. Amazon Prime Video proudly said that their first year of providing NFL games to its streaming online audience in 2022 brought a younger demographic for advertisers. The Amazon viewer was 7 years younger at age 47 than the average NFL television viewer at 54. Well, so what? The harsh reality is that Amazon Prime Video expected far more than 10 million viewers every Thursday night in 2022. They're likely feeling a bit of buyer's remorse for overspending on this long-term NFL package and losing millions of dollars in the first year. And they have 10 more years to go! So the NFL gave Amazon Prime Video a full slate of Thursday night games last year. And many of those games involve some bad matchups, but nearly all of the games featured tired, beat-up players who had just played on the Sunday before. Most Thursday night games have felt like you're watching preseason contests, as the teams operated on a limited game plan with fewer days to prepare. The NFL has no worries about Amazon being able to foot the annual bill for the next 10 years. What the Football League is most concerned about is all the negative press which Amazon Prime Video was receiving after losing millions of dollars in their first year of doing business with the NFL. You see, the NFL franchise owners want the Amazon people to be much happier with their TV deal. It does not look good if any of the NFL's television partners are losing money. The goal of the NFL is to keep charging more and more for their product every single year.
Yes!
This week, the great and powerful Oz, I mean the NFL, has just tossed a benevolent bone to help make Amazon feel a bit happier. The NFL's 32 franchise owners devised a plan to help draw more viewers to Amazon's Thursday night football games toward the end of each football season beginning this year. A majority 24 of 32 NFL owners voted to allow the league to shift certain games from Sundays to Thursday nights beginning in weeks 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Perhaps we should say a thank you to the NFL owners in Pittsburgh, Chicago, Cincinnati, Detroit, Green Bay, Las Vegas, and New York, both the Jets and Giants, for voting against this change. Now, these are the games which may or may not be moved in weeks 13 through 17 this coming season. In week 13, it's the Seattle Seahawks at the Dallas Cowboys. Week 14 will have the New England Patriots playing on Thursday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. In week 15, it'll be the Los Angeles Chargers playing on a Thursday night against the Las Vegas Raiders. Week 16's game is the New Orleans Saints at the Los Angeles Rams. And in week 17 on a Thursday night, the New York Jets will play at the Cleveland Browns. Now, according to the NFL's new rule this week, the league must declare any Thursday night game change no later than 28 days in advance. The teams can only be flexed, as they call it, to Thursday night just one time per season, and no team will play more than two Thursday night games in any particular season, with only one of them coming as a road game. And a maximum of only two games can be flexed each year during that five-week period from weeks 13 through 17. You got it? As I reviewed these five Thursday night games coming up on this fall's schedule, there appears to be a nearly 0% chance that Amazon and the NFL would want to move week 13 and 14 games being played in Dallas and Pittsburgh. Those are two of the most popular teams in the NFL. Now, the week 15 game of the Chargers and Raiders is a longtime divisional rivalry game. Unless one or both of those teams is out of playoff contention late in the year, that one also is likely to stay on this year's schedule as well. The Week 16 game with the Saints and Rams might be on the chopping block if the Rams stink once again in 2023. And finally, moving the Week 17 game of the Jets and Browns will hinge on whether Aaron Rodgers and the Jets have any shot at the playoffs. This game seems to be the most likely candidate for a Thursday night switcheroo. Now, if you hold a ticket to one of those five games we just discussed, there's a chance that the NFL might pull the rug out from under your plans on 4 weeks' notice. What if you'd already purchased airfare and a hotel room to attend one of those games? The NFL doesn't care about fans! This is all about money for the 32 franchise owners in the National Football League. Remember, weeks 13 through 17 are being played during the Christmas holiday shopping season. And holiday advertisers are willing to shell out top dollar to attract a massive TV audience looking to spend money on holiday gifts. Of course, the NFL's Santa Claus cabal has just promised to reach into its sack of weekly television games and hand one or two nice late season presents to the people at Amazon Prime Video. Aren't they nice? If Amazon believes that any of the last five games on the Thursday night football schedule looks like a lump of coal by the end of October, they can ask Jolly Saint Goodell, Roger Goodell, to swap one or two different games for the holiday season. Ho, 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 indeed. In case you don't follow the business news very closely, though, the major internet streaming television providers, like Amazon, have been reporting large financial losses each quarter the past year. Now, this comes even as a record number of television viewers are watching online as millions of others cut the cord with cable TV providers. The cost, though, of producing and acquiring the programming for streaming services for Disney and Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, Peacock, and other large companies is sky high. Disney recently reported massive financial losses, like in the billions of dollars in their streaming business, and took significant accounting write-downs. The streaming television business is not a profitable venture right now for most competitors. Some stock market analysts believe a wave of consolidations is coming soon in the streaming business. But despite that negative financial news, the NFL recently cut a big one-time deal with Peacock, the NBC streaming service, for $110 million for the rights for one single NFL wildcard game late this season. Now, that's more than twice what Amazon is paying per game for its Thursday night matchups. The NFL views each of these major internet-based television providers as a possible future business partner. So they're going to continue to hedge their bets by spreading out television rights to as many companies as possible. The NFL loves competition for the right to bid on its TV packages of football games. However, the NFL despises competition for its football product itself, and that's why the XFL and the USFL have almost no chance of long-term survival without the NFL's benevolent involvement to make spring football part of a developmental minor league. At least for the time being, it's still good to be the king. I'm Swamp Swami.
Right at the truth. Exit. Stage right.